Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Keon, can you hear us?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Thanks. Congratulations. Appreciate you taking some time to talk to our local media here. We'll start off with the first question from Sal Capaccio.
Hi, Keon. Sal Capaccio here, WGR Sports Radio 550. Congratulations. Welcome to Buffalo. What was the process like with the Bills? Can you kind of tell us about, you know, your first time you met with them and then going through the draft process, meeting with them, ultimately leading up to tonight?
I mean, we had some great previous visits. You know, starting with the combine, with the formal interviews and stuff like that, we went through a lot of film. You know, we expressed the mutual interest and stuff like that. And, you know, pretty much it's just like, if it come down to it, you know, we love you. We would love to have you as our guy. And I was like, I would love to come there and work and get to work and, you know, earn everything that I'm going to get, you know, when it comes to playing on the field and all of that thing and things like that. So, you know, it's been a great, great experience. And then we met again at the combine. And then I went up there for my 30, and it just was great. It was a great connection. You know, we love what we were doing on the board together. And, you know, we got a great feel for each other. And, you know, I think that ultimately played into that decision.
Brandon Bean just spoke. He said that you love Josh Allen. You know who Josh Allen is, all about him. Can you kind of tell us about that a little bit?
You know, I've been a fan of his game, man. Since watching him at Wyoming, I didn't even know who he was. But, you know, I don't know how a Wyoming game came on my TV screen down south. But, man, he could really throw the ball. He could spin it. You know, he has pretty much everything you want out of a quarterback. And if everything breaks down, he can continue to make the play, keep it alive. So, man, he's just a great guy on top of all of that. You know, from what the short things I can see, the little things I can see. But, you know, I just love to play with him, you know.
Thank you, Keon. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Keon. Matt Bove here with Channel 7 in Buffalo. Congratulations. Welcome to Buffalo.
Thank you so much. I'm proud to be there.
So when you say that it felt like there was a lot of mutual interest and Brandon Bean says, hey, that, you know, we know that this is a guy who kind of does what we want. Why do you think you're a good fit here?
I mean, I'm a hard worker. I work hard and, you know, I don't like to be given anything. I like to work for everything I'm going to get and I like to earn it because it's special that way. And, you know, I'm a guy that can play the X. I can move around on the offense and things like that. I think I can pick up information fairly quickly. And, you know, I'm a great guy, I think, outside of just a football player. So, you know, I fit what they want. You know, a guy that's can come in and just, you know, work hard, do what you need to do and be held accountable. And, you know, ultimately do what they drafted you to do, make some plays and, you know, get on that field as much as you can and then have a great relationship with Josh Allen.
Awesome. Thanks, Keon. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Keon. John Warrell with the Associated Press.
How you doing?
Good. What did you learn, or how important was it to have the season that you had, you know, after leaving Michigan State and doing what you did in Florida State?
You say, can you say that again?
How important was it to have the season that you had at Florida State, you know, in just your first year there?
I mean, I think it showed a lot. You know, I want to put myself to the task of, you know, changing sceneries and, you know, kind of putting myself through this process like that I'm going through now, having to go to a new team and win over my locker room, my receiver room, learn my playbook, come there with whatever expectations there is and, you know, got to ultimately perform. So I tried to put myself through that challenge before I really had to. So I think it was pivotal, you know, being able to pick up the information, you know, a totally different playbook, a totally different scheme and system, a bunch of guys that I have never talked to, spoken to, watched play. So it was fun, you know. I got to, you know, really capitalize on that experience and ultimately played a bunch of great guys, which is, you know, ultimately the plan, and I want to win, so we won. So it was big.
Last thing from me, and I don't want to place any extra pressure on you, but, you know, you are the receiver that joins the Bills after the team trades Stephon Diggs. They're not asking you to be Diggs, but what are your expectations walking into this onto this team right now on a unit that lost Diggs and Gabe Davis?
I'm really just trying to come in and, you know, work hard to establish myself as a guy they can trust. You know, win over my locker room, man, and then let the on the field stuff take care of itself.
Congrats. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, hey, Keon, Alex Brasky, Batavia Daily News. Congratulations. Welcome to Buffalo.
Thank you so much.
What do you know about the team, the organization, the city of Buffalo, the fan base? From the outside looking in, what's your perspective coming in here, joining this franchise?
For one, great fan base. Probably, I say the best in the league. Great fan base. There's a lot of football up there, so people love the game of football. You know, they're very hands-on. They love their players, man. And then outside of that, just the organization, you know, what they're looking for. They're looking for humble guys ready to come in and work and get some wins.
Now, joining this offense, what do you see from this offense that you think can fit your skill set? And do you have any past experience with Joe Brady in terms of conversations beyond the visit that you had?
I'll start with the Coach Brady thing. We spoke at the formal, and then, you know, we spoke again when we was at the 30, and we spent a lot of time together. But, you know, he was down at LSU, I think, earlier on in my career, like high school. But, you know, he ended up leaving around the time they started recruiting me. So it was, you know, just missed him. But, you know, I knew a lot about him. I knew what he was about. I loved the offense that he ran. And, you know, I'm just a big fan of him. You know, he likes to get the ball in the hands of his playmakers. And then he has a quarterback that can – it's like having a guy with Space Jam. He can do everything. So it's like it just makes his job even easier. And, you know, now – I'm just hoping to come in there and work and be the guy that he can rely on to go out there and catch the ball from Josh.
All right, thanks. Welcome to Buffalo. Thanks.
Appreciate you.
Keon Coleman, the Waffle House King, man? Mookie Hawkins, Buffalo Sports 1080. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
Yeah, you know, we spoke at the Combine, and we talked about some of the parts of your game, but what is the biggest part of your game that you believe that can help this offense right away?
Being able to play big and play small, just adding some versatility, you know, and then how hard of a work I am. I can catch the ball and things of that nature and just be able to make plays all over the field. I think I can just bring him another reliable target on top of KJ Hamler and the guys that they already have there.
Now, in your conversation, speaking with offensive coordinator Joe Brady, what did he specify what your role would specifically be?
We'll keep that, you know, once I learn to play, but we'll discuss that another time.
Welcome to Buffalo, my guy. We'll find a Waffle House for you.
All right, bet. We could build one.
How's it going, Keon? Welcome to Buffalo.
I appreciate you.
I wanted to ask you about your basketball ability. It's something that Brandon Bean mentioned, your above-the-rim ability, and how playing with Josh Allen, there's going to be some freelance opportunities. How much pride do you take in being a guy that when that ball goes up there and it's a 50-50 ball, you're going to come down with it? And how would you characterize the way that playing basketball has impacted your ability and your growth as a wide receiver?
I think having that ability to be able to go up there with the confidence that you're going to come down with the ball every time is a major plus. Especially when you have a quarterback with the arm he has and the ball placement he has, is going to be kind of like pitch and catch. So I think I love that I was able to hone in on that ability, you know, with the gift God gave me and, you know, put some more hard work into it. Then after that, basketball translated a lot, man. You know, side-to-side movements, lateral movements, vertical jumping, speed, quick first step, and things of that nature helps all with the game of football. And then having firm hands, you'll be able to go up and high point a ball or come across the middle, you know, grab a ball. It's all the same thing. I can't hear you. Hold up. I can't hear you.
Then one other question for me, and it goes back to a question that John asked you earlier. With Diggs and Davis gone, there is an opportunity here in Buffalo for targets. How do you go about maybe viewing that as a challenge and as an opportunity for you while not placing the pressure on yourself to feel like you have to fill those shoes right away?
Just going in there and working hard, man, learning my playbook, you know, winning over my room. And Sean, when I'm here to do my job, work hard and be accountable and be, you know, be where I need to be on the field and off the field. So that's going to earn my trust to them. And that's going to also earn the trust of my quarterback. And then, you know, also getting work in with him, he's going to earn the trust. We're going to earn the trust of each other the way he can be able to give me the ball and trust that I'm going to do what I need to do with it. Thank you. I still couldn't hear him.
Hey, Keon, Catherine Fitzgerald from the Buffalo News. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Was just wondering, what was today like for you, knowing that there was so much mutual interest for the Bills, but having to wait all day just like for them to even be on the clock?
Man, I was just grateful, man. You know, it could be a lot of mutual interest, but, you know, they all seem to have to pull the trigger and, you know, establish it as their guy that they want to come draft. And I was confident in it, but, you know, you never can be too sure. So I was just waiting and waiting. And, you know, I was just, you know, really just thankful. By the grace of God, I was able to even be able to have my name in the draft. So that's all I was waiting for. Whenever my opportunity was going to come, just be able to be ready to work hard and get to work.
Who all were you watching with?
All of my family, my agent, my mentor, my mom, my uncles, my grandmother, and my brothers and sisters, and then nieces, my nieces and nephews, and then the rest of my family, they were around.
Awesome. Thanks and congrats.
Appreciate you so much.
Hey, Keon, Jenna Cottrell from ABC Rochester. Congratulations. I just had one question for you in terms of, we know your, you know, ability for big catches, your strength, the big body, all that stuff. But what do you say to people who say you don't quite have enough speed?
I've never been caught. You know, I don't think I've ever been just caught from behind, or I don't think I've ever had the chance to not be able to run by somebody. I think, well, more so than that, I don't think it's not one DB that ever just sat when I was running at him. So, I mean, that pretty much tells you all you need to know. The guys that saying about the speed, they're not the guys on the field. So it's really just, you know, I mean, your opinions, you know, they are opinions for a reason. It is what it is.
And then one last question, just what has this moment been like for you? There's so much anticipation for the draft. And then, what, you know, what does it feel like having this moment come to fruition?
Man, it's just been great. You know, it's been a dream come true. You know, been chasing this dream since I, you know, came out the womb, and, you know, just being able to be here by the grace of God, you know, thanks to him, my dream came true today, and I'm just ready to be a Buffalo Bill and get to work.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's all we got. Appreciate the time, Keon. Safe travels, and we will see you tomorrow.
All right. Appreciate you. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.